Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
You're with Chris and Suzanne Stiles on The Success Show, and this is Mix 93.8 FM. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We don't even need to do a recap of last week. It's just been brilliant.
Well, it certainly has, and goodness me, haven't the Twitter lines been live tonight, because we have literally the king of Twitter in studio with us. If you don't know him, you're certainly going to meet him very soon. His name is Richard Simmons, and his Twitter handle is at RichSimmonsZA, and if you go and look, he's got about a squillion followers. It's actually just so frustrating to see how many followers this man has, obviously said in the best possible way.
Well, it's going to be very interesting tonight, because Rich, who is a social media influencer, is actually launching his new book tonight, and it's got nothing to do with social media. So if you have any tweets for us, you can tweet us on at Mix938FM, or if you have any questions, you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at R1.50, and I think I'm going to let Chris do the introductions.
Oh, absolutely. And seeing as that in the jingle, we make mention of more love in your life, and I guess that's where we're headed tonight. And of course, I can hear the guy saying, oh crumbs, the business coaching radio talk show has just gone all fluffy. And actually, we are not going all fluffy, because one of the things that I remember, especially in the corporate world, is how much a person's performance was tied to their personal life, their love life, the state of the home, if you will. And in actual fact, it is just an absolute truth that the way you perform at work is very much an extension of what is going on at home. Now, we are delighted to have Richard Simmons in studio with us. And for those of you who know him, you'll know him as the rule breaker and the change maker and all those wonderful hashtags that go with busting paradigms. And he's actually just released his first published book, and it's called 5 Night Plan. Now, when we saw that, we just had to get him into studio, because not only is this really a paradigm busting book, and I'm not going to steal Richard's thunder, I'm going to let him explain a lot more to you tonight during the hour that he has with us in studio, but it's also been produced by a man who is actually regarded by Forbes as being one of Africa's top 10 social influencers. Now, that's a real mouthful. And firstly, Richard, welcome to studio.
Thank you, Chris.
I've got to just clear this up. A top 10 social influencer, good gracious. Well, it makes you sound like you're a party animal.
Well, I hope so, yeah.
What exactly is a social influencer?
Well, a social influencer is someone that would, probably the best way to explain it would be that whatever happens on social media, and this was a social media analytic that was done on people in Africa, so you would basically take something that happened, some event, some whatever, and then it would be amplified through your channel. So in my case, it would, at that stage, I think I had about 160,000 followers. That whole, if you said something, I tweeted it, it would go out to 160,000 followers.
Right.
And it was because of the consistency of the channel and how consistent it works, because many people have a lot of followers, but they don't say things very consistently.
Okay, that's quite an interesting thing to say. Sort of like they've got a lot of followers, but they don't tweet on a regular basis or keep the standard of what they're communicating.
Yes,
the same.
Because we must remember that it's always a relationship, and you've got to keep your relationship alive. If your relationship is not continuous, and there's that, you know, that we come to looking at different things in relationships this evening, but the most important thing is not the quality time, but the quantity of the time.
Okay.
You see, you can put out one tweet a week, but your followers won't appreciate that, because actually they want you to do it more regularly than just once a week.
And also sort of to do it without, you know, spamming them, doing, you know, 3,000 tweets on Monday morning doesn't cut it for the whole week. You've sort of got to spread it out throughout the week and actually influence your audience and talk to them. So it's kind of like a mouthpiece for you. I mean, I've sort of been hit and miss on Twitter. You know, it's a kind of thing, you know, especially when you get very busy. And you need to find a platform so that you can maybe, you know, program a few tweets because you might not be able to be as regular. But, you know, as a social influencer, and I noticed they're sort of moving away from social media being the idiom for it and becoming it's a social it's also a social medium now. It's not now just social media because everybody thinks, oh, they'll know that's Twitter and Facebook and, you know, I don't know, maybe Instagram or a couple of other little things. But that's not the case anymore. I mean, this is not just about sharing bacon and eggs and a photograph of a piece of cake and here's my fluffy kitten. I mean, it's a serious medium now.
Yes, it is serious. It's building relationships, and we've actually gone a little bit further from social media and now calling it social communication. And it's not just about the platforms of social media, but it's actually how we would normally communicate. And this has just allowed us to amplify things. So when we look at that social influencer, we've taken communication and amplified it through channels that are now not just necessarily the Facebooks and the Twitters and those sort of things, the platforms we play on, but in actual fact, people then start to see the social value in the communication. They're learning things, they're trusting you, you've built a relationship with them, you know, they've now, and trust is a big thing in relationships. So can they trust you? Will you be consistent? And we often, you know, when it comes to YouTube, and that's a whole different story, everyone will wonder why their YouTube channel doesn't work and it's not successful and they can't make money out of the YouTube channel. It's mainly because they're not consistent. So if you're waiting for something from someone, you've subscribed to their channel, you're following them on Twitter, and they never give you anything, you've broken the relationship.
My goodness.
It's an interesting concept, really, because, you know, for me, the difficulty about YouTube is, you know, how often do you get into somewhere to make a video? You know, video is, it's technical, and this is where you've actually got to have the fine balance between produced video and a more social video, where it's a sort of a video diary, where you're more accessible or where you can be accessible on a weekly basis to share something with people, as well as have your really great, well-produced and well-edited and well-filmed video. You're going to have to find a balance. But what I find interesting is the word that you've used now several times in that conversation is about building a relationship. And a lot of people think it's very difficult once you get into the virtual space, which is what social media is that it is actually still about having an intimate relationship with people. It's just that, you know, in your case, you're going to be intimate with 226,000 people. So we're going to be fixing you up later, darling. So tell us about how it came about that you wanted to share communication around relationships with people. And, you know, because you are you're in the social space, and people would think that it's unusual for you to shift your branding slightly as you know, writing a book, but the book is about relationships. So how did that all come to pass?
Okay, so yes, it is shifting slightly, but I would say that it's more, as Chris mentioned earlier on, that it's that balance between home and work. So are we going to get it just professional, or are we going to get it just social? And that doesn't work anymore. You've got to have a complete, not even a balance, it just has to be you. So you have to function as you. You can't function as the professional Crystal Suzanne or the social Crystal Suzanne. You've just got to be
yourself,
like that all the time. And I mean, we even see that in the clothes we wear to work. We wear our social clothes to work. We don't wear business attire. You know, some companies do, but there's a lot of us that go to work in the same clothes that we'd go out in the evening.
Yeah, because it's sort of that formal way of doing business, unless you're in a highly structured corporate environment. It's not the way that you need to be anymore. So you actually have the opportunity to become more yourself and peel away a couple of those layers or remove a couple of the masks.
Hmm. Now, Richard, the book Five Night Plan, fascinating title. Goodness
gracious.
Sounds
like a diet.
Absolutely. And then the subtitle, A Guide to Strong and Grounded Relationships. Now, I'm curious, what caused you to think of the title Five Night Plan?
Okay. If it was, and as Suzanne said, if it was a diet, it would have been the five-day plan.
Right, the clarity is coming.
When we use the word day, we would suggest work or
sure.
something hard. So this is a five-night plan. It's like not work.
Okay.
But it probably needs work on your relationship. And just before we go any further, I must say that you've all introduced me as Richard Simmons, and I have now decided, because of the Richard Simmons, the Richard Simmons, the weight saint, as they call him, a lot of them overseas followers confuse me with Richard Simmons, so I'm now, as my Twitter handle suggests, I'm Rich Simmons.
Okay, so you are now, and well, that's actually a double entendre too, because that means wealthy.
Yes.
So it's Rich Simmons. I like that. Very nice.
Hmm. Thank you.
So, Rich, building on that, now, tell us more about the book, because, goodness gracious me, foreword by Dr. Steve Maraboli. Listeners may not know of him, so maybe you'd like to share some information about him and how you actually got to the point where he wrote the foreword.
Sure. Steve Maraboli is the most quoted living author alive. So he's living and alive is the same thing. But if you want to know more about Steve Maraboli, and he's written many, many books, he's prolific on Twitter, and everyone follows him. Well, when I say everyone who's looking for what he wants to say. So Steve is this amazing man with his amazing quotes and sayings around life and love and everything that makes us work as humans, because he's a human behavior specialist. And fortunately, I think Steve's only got 52 people that he follows, and I'm one of them.
So, wow.
Yeah. And through that interaction on Twitter, we built a relationship. And when it came to writing the book, I naturally asked him if he would forward the book for me.
Well, it's actually quite brilliant, because on the back there's a testimonial, and it says, "No surprise, I like it. The idea of using structured time dedicated to a relationship is a great one. The five-night plan is an excellent tool for people to create more fulfilling and lasting relationships. This book gets my vote for sure. Tim Fargo, best-selling author."
Yes, good. Another one of the Twitter...
You're keeping some heavyweight company here, Richard.
Tim Fargo, also a best-selling author on Amazon. He wrote a book called The Alphabet Success. An amazing man. And quite frankly, I don't know where he gets all the time to do what he does on Twitter, because he probably does what Suzanne suggests, about 3,000 tweets a week.
Well, it's amazing.
Yeah, but I bet he doesn't do them all on Monday. I mean,
no,
he actually gets them across the week. But this is incredible. But, Rich, why five nights?
Okay, let's go into the book. What happened to me was I'm divorced, and through this divorced life, you could say, and trying to look for love as we all do, I realized that it's rather difficult. And I've tried all the different mediums. So I've tried social dating, and there's what I call social dating now. It's not necessarily online dating, but it's social dating, that's one of the chapters in the book, and I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about that later. But realizing that in a relationship, it took about 3 months to get to know someone. That's because we sit on the superficial level of communication all the time. To actually go down and become trustworthy of each other so that we can listen and understand each other, we need more time together. So hence, we don't need that quality time. We need the quantity so that we can get that trust going. And right. Relationships are built on quantity time, not the quality time.
And especially if you look at, you know, the sort of the three-month rule is, if you look at the rest of life getting in the way, things like, you know, work, your own children, your children, my children, you know, sometimes joint children, things like this, it sometimes becomes difficult to commit or to pretend. You know, you pretend. You try and be what that other person wants you to be because you want them to like you. So you're not actually being honest, and you're not doing that intentionally either. I mean, it is most of the time a subconscious reaction. But because you're not spending that time together and that intimate time together, I mean, I saw something brilliant on a brilliant quote today by Will Ferrell that says, you know, before you marry somebody, you must actually give them a computer with slow internet for a day and see if you still like them at the end of the day. So it's sort of something along that lines. But, you know, how do you get to that level where you say, instead of taking 3 months, try 5 nights?
Right. So that's exactly what I came up about. And I'll use the word we because it's probably been in my head for 5 years. So
been talking to yourself about it.
Yeah, I've been talking
to
myself.
Right.
So we have been talking about this. So what effectively happened was I realized that because we don't spend enough time together, we never get to the deep levels of communication. To get to those deep levels of communication, we need some consistent time together. So I started looking at different processes that we could use, and that's why I came up with a five-night plan. The interesting thing about the five-night plan is it's a trial commitment that you ask the person for. And I think that at this stage, it's not just for new relationships either. The five-night plan effectively has about four different uses for four different types of relationships, and that would be your early initial relationship where you've just met the person. It would be for people that have known each other for a while, they might be engaged and about to be married, to really understand if you have enough communication to go into that sort of level of commitment. You could have been married for 17, 20, 25, 30 years, and you just found that you've kind of missed each other, and you sort of started to live past each other, and the five-night plan is applicable for that as well. And then in the situation where all the communication is just completely broken down, you're considering the worst options for your relationship, where you would then try to get the five-night plan going so that you could at least, if nothing else happened, you would at least understand each other a little bit better and have a bit of closure as to why you can't communicate anymore. So that's sort of the five-night plan, the different ways of using it. And it is about commitment. And I think that in the dating game, commitment is what people are scared of.
Well, it's what they actually try and avoid as much as possible. They want some level of connection.
Yes.
But they don't want that. You know, most people have been burnt somewhere along the line. They've had their heart broken, stomped on. They've been, you know, you'll get all the girls together and we'll tell you that all men are, you know. Yeah. And you'll get all the guys together and they'll say all women are, you know. And it becomes a generalism. So you become afraid to start actually looking past that, you know, oh, well, we're going on a date for this, and then we went to a braai, and, you know, and then we went to movies, and we had all the friends around for the rugby. There's none of that actual closeness.
That's right.
The together time. And that's kind of when you find out whether you like the person. You know, do they snore?
Hmm.
Do they wear the socks to bed? You know, all those little irritating things that you, you know, don't think will bother you. Or that you'll pass over until you sort of do it quite a few times in a row and work out, okay, there's no gaps in between. You know, my place this weekend, your place next weekend. Is that what it is?
Well, that's exactly. You see, that's what happens is people never spend enough time together. Even if we were spending your place this weekend, my place the next weekend, we'd still find that we're doing other things. You might go shopping in the morning. We might go out for the movies on a Friday night. Come home, we're tired. Next day you go shopping. The guy goes and plays golf or his sport or whatever. You get back that afternoon. You go to friends for a braai. You're tired on the Sunday morning. You've got family commitments to do. And you actually find that you never spend much time together. After a while, you start realizing what irritates you. because now you've accumulated that information. So what you need to do is accumulate that information relatively quickly so that you don't waste time. And that's the whole idea here, is that by doing the five nights and committing to the five-night plan, you find out of those things that are going to irritate you about the person, and then you realize or work out, can we actually communicate through those problems, or is it a deal breaker?
Absolutely, and I think that's quite essential.
So you're really fast-forwarding everything.
It's called speed commitment.
I must admit, as you were busy sharing about the five nights, and that's a lot of commitment. I'm sure there are a couple of guys out there that are thinking, whoa, this sounds like relationship boot camp. but I guess in many ways, what you've designed is something which is very quickly going to expose and even use the word that I almost slipped on there, explode, the cracks.
Well, also, it's going to burst the bubble.
Get you talking about it. So it's certainly different, Richard. Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, Steve Maraboli, in the foreword that he wrote here, he says that this book holds up a mirror, an honest mirror in the face of relationships, because it really will show your relationship for what it is.
That's quite an interesting thing that you say that, because it's going to sound quite strange, but Chris and I have been together for 6 years, and one of the things, having both had a string of, you know, unsuccessful relationships and the odd marriage here and there, one of the things we did actually up front, literally before we'd even got to any of the interesting relationship stuff, said, you know, what are deal breakers? You know, what irritates you? Let's talk about these up front, and, you know, if there's kind of things that we're not going to be able to talk to each other about, but we just sort of did it over a cup of tea and not or a cup of coffee and not over a sort of 5-night period. But I think we had just been so absolutely burned in previous relationships that we just said, you know, what are things that are going to drive you absolutely nuts? What are things that are just not negotiable with you? And, you know, before we even get any further, and it's a really odd thing to do, because you both sit there thinking, wow, I can't believe we actually asked each other that. So I think it's brilliant.
So, Richard, I'm looking at the book, and I'm listening to the show, and I'm hearing about this book, Five-Night Plan, a guide to strong and grounded relationships. And I'm either in a relationship that is possibly not working or not really going anywhere fast. It's almost like it's just, you know, got stuck in the mud. Or I'm about to get into a relationship and I'm thinking, oh, heck, I hope it's not going to end up the same way the last one did. Yep, those thoughts are always flipping through your mind. Or you're in a relationship, as you said, which is teetering on the brink of disaster. How do I get this book? And once I actually start reading this book, what is this book going to do for me? Is it going to take me through a series of interventions? Is it going to tell me what to do? Is it going to chart my life and the life of the other person for five days, 24 hours a day? I'm curious, because now you've really got my attention. It's like, well, here's this boot camp intensive on a relationship which is really going to expose all the flaws. Maybe this is exactly what we need. But now, once I get the book, how's it going to work for me?
Well, that's an interesting thing, because this book is one tool in the toolbox. Many relationship books, and I think that's what many people that have looked at this book have said, there's so many books out there on relationships. Those books generally try to give you the full toolbox. They try to be prescriptive. What happens is the five-night plan is a simple plan. It's one tool that you use to improve your communication. What you do with that relationship, what is good communication? Well, I can't define good communication for your relationship. You need to define that for your own relationship. So you need to decide, you know, if you're both happy to sit in the corners reading books and smiling at each other from time to time between the chapters, fine. If that works for you, that works for you. Other people might want something different. So it's use the five-night plan to find out what works for you as a couple. If there's enough common ground, you'll find that you'll be able to commit to each other. Now, this is probably the other thing that really, through my discoveries in researching this book, is that there's two types of relationships. There's actually many types of relationship, but there's two basic relationships. The one is where you're committed to your partner, and the other one is where you are committed to a relationship. And that could be the nice idea of the relationship together. You could have lovely children together, but you haven't really found each other. You found lovely children, and you've got a wonderful home together.
Goodness me, and aren't there enough of those out there? Wow.
And you're committed to the relationship and how that relationship looks. You're not committed to each other. Because what if, when the children leave home?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. If you lose the big house and the nice cars, what do? Have you still got each other? And you'll find that if it isn't like that, it's because there was a communication breakdown.
Well, goodness me, as you said that, you could literally hear a pin drop in the studio. In fact, even our producer is sitting here with wide eyes at his tender young age of 21. I can see him taking copious notes. Right. Richard Simmons, or Rich Simmons as he prefers to be called, my sincere apologies, live in studio with us tonight talking about his book, The Five-Night Plan, A Guide to Strong and Grounded Relationships. It's an absolutely fascinating book. Suzanne and I have had the great privilege of having a preview of this book. His launch is actually taking place this Friday morning, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at Walnut Grove, Sandton City. And this really is a wonderful addition to your bookcase. And a little later in the show, we'll be giving out all the details and information as to how to be able to access this book. And if your relationship is even in the slightest bit, even in an iffy or butty situation, get hold of it. And even if you've got a great relationship, get hold of it too, because what's inside of here will really help take everything about your relationship to the next level.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
say mommy,
and I'm standing on the front line, and the Lord asked me what I did with my life, I will say I spent it with you. If I wake up in World War III, I see destruction and poverty, and I feel like I wanna go home. It's okay if you're coming with me.
It's
alright. If I lose my fame and fortune,
really don't matter.
And I'm homeless on the street,
Lord,
Lord. And I'm sleeping in Grand Central Station.
Okay,
it's okay if you're sleeping with me. As the years they pass us by, we stay young through
each other's eyes.
And no matter how we get on, it's okay as long as I got you, baby.
this very day. Don't cry, cause on earth we wasn't meant to stay. And no matter what the people say,
really don't matter.
I've been waiting for you after the judgment day.
Whitney Houston, My Love Is Your Love on Mix 93.8 FM. You're listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on The Success Show. And what a controversial topic for something that is usually considered a business-only show. I mean, really. I mean, Richard, what are people going to talk to each other for 5 nights? What kind of communication are they really going to be having?
Well, I think the most important thing about communication is to listen. So if the lady likes to talk... And I think that this book, just to clarify that, it's for all sorts of partnerships. So allow your partner to talk.
Right.
Find out, you know, if you've had a heavy day just and you don't want to talk, well, sit there and listen to your wife or your partner. So, and that's the thing. Allow people to talk and let them finish talking before you start questioning them. That opens up the communication.
Okay.
Now, Richard, I'm sure... At this point, people are thinking, right, I need to know. How do I get this book? Where do I access this book? How do I buy this book? So please tell our audience, how do they get hold of this five-night plan? Because this is real transformational stuff.
Currently, until the distributors have got the books into the bookstores, which we are waiting for them to indicate when that will be, the reason why that happened is but this book was finished, we finished writing the book in January, and then we realized let's get it published quickly for Valentine's Day.
Which is pretty good, I think.
Yes. So in terms of traditional publishing, we jumped the gun, but, you know, we are rule breakers, so that's fine. We're quite happy to do that. Currently, we're having the book signing event, so we're having the book signing event in Sandton on Friday morning, Cape Town Monday afternoon, and then we're having another event in Pretoria on Tuesday afternoon. That's most of them are on the Five Night Plan, and that's at Five Night Plan on Twitter, or you can follow me on Twitter at Rich Simmons ZA. That information is there. By the weekend, we'll also have the website where you can actually purchase the book. There's full e-commerce platform there, so you can order your book, pay for it, and we will ship it to you as soon as the post office is not on strike. otherwise, we'll make some alternative plan to get it to you. So the book retails for 120 Rand, and so we've brought the price down low so that it's accessible for as many people as possible. It's written in easy English so that it's easy for everyone to understand, because we want you talking as a couple. I don't want you to spend hours and hours reading this book. I want you to grasp the concepts and start to engage as a couple and make sure that you and your partner get to that level of understanding.
Well, you know, this is just going to be absolutely fantastic, because it is a subject very dear to my heart, because if you are unhappy at home, you are unhappy everywhere.
Absolutely.
The way your heart is in your house, the way your heart is everywhere else, and it's very, very difficult to function. People often think, oh, you know, if things are not going well at work, you know, that really impacts badly on your relationship. And while I believe it does have an impact on your relationship, if you've got a great relationship at home, you can survive through difficult times at work. But if you've got a shocking relationship at home and a hard time at work, I mean, your life just implodes. There really is a synergy between the two. But how staid and conservative and towing the line is the book, or does the book actually cover some pretty choice topics?
I don't know if it's a choice topic, but I think that the initial thought around five nights is five nights of sex.
What, every single night? Gosh.
Spot on. You see, then everyone smiles and they get excited and they think this is great. Until there's a section in the book where we suggest that to have a good relationship, and this is not just me, but a few other people in the world in relationships, suggest that if you have a really healthy relationship, that you are intimate 19 times a month.
What? you Richard,
increased
that,
sales in headache tablets
incredible.
Coming along.
I can hear all the guys going rah, but in the practical world of living and stress and running a business, and if you're in a corporate world working late at night 19 times a month.
I see Chris is giving the secret out that's not happening with us then.
I would actually be looking at you as if you'd lost your mind.
Well, I think that is the initial thought for many people, yes. But, I mean, it's, let's take that and turn it around and look at the mirror effect of that. That means that you've lost out. If you are doing it 19 times a month, what about the other 110 days in the year that you're not doing it?
Are you tired or are you just not communicating?
Yeah. You see, so if you look at it 19 times a month, but what about these other 11 nights that you've been able to rest, that you didn't necessarily communicate or even be vaguely intimate with your partner?
That's quite an interesting concept, really, and I mean, it's...
Well, this that's why I say this book is just an absolute must, because it has shocking truths inside of it. It has certain paragraphs that when you read them are going to create massive amounts of discomfort. Well done, Richard. Talk about change maker and rule breaker and everything. Well, it's the truth. You've really written this straight from the heart. A lot of experience. And you haven't minced your words. And I like that. I really like it. I mean, there's even one... There's even one subheading here, Friends with Benefits. I don't need to go any further, but you read the book and your eyes will go open. I'm paging to three pages further on. It says Toxic Relationships and Affairs. And then you actually say affairs are toxic and are motivated in most cases by a breakdown in communication, a feeling of not being needed by the other partner. Now, goodness me, don't we know how many affairs are going on out there and the destruction that is created around those affairs. And
well, especially that actually brings you back to the work environment, because if you're not communicating at home and if you are going to work in a frame of mind where you are feeling underappreciated or you've got somebody at work who is flirting with you. And, you know, I've got to say hands up here on the girls' side. I mean, there's, you know, the girls know what they're doing. Mm. You know, you absolutely know if there's somebody that you like. A woman always knows what's going to happen because she will put the moves into play for that to happen. And most of the times everybody likes to blame the men and say, you know, they should know better. But if a man's ego is played to by a woman who is aware of what is lacking in his life, it becomes a cycle. She knows what he's lacking, and if he is married or involved in a relationship, the lady at home believes that the punishment should be to withhold intimacy, withhold affection, withhold attention, withhold love. And sometimes it's not always intentional. Sometimes there's babies, kids, the lady of the house is working full time, you know, you've got kids, you've got running the house, you've got money, you've got all these things that get in the way of a healthy relationship, and that impacts on you at work. And affairs, where do most affairs originate? In the workplace. Mm. So that must be quite a hot topic in the book.
Yes, you know, I'm not very prescriptive in the book, so I don't say don't have an affair, for instance. But I just want you to understand how and the dangers of things.
Yeah, so sort of not saying it's this
even,
and that.
No, it obviously it works for people, but understand what it is. It's more important to understand the actual for what it is. So it's when I go into the relationships and understand that you are in a marriage that or in a relationship that is just about the money, is just about the trimmings and not about the person. If that's acceptable to both of you, that's fine.
Then live your life that way.
Yes.
But also you find a lot of people that are in those arrangements, whether they're married or just living together, and it's a financial arrangement, or it's, as you say, they've got great kids together or whatever it is together. They often complain but don't do anything about it, because they maybe don't understand exactly where they are. And I love the fact that you haven't been prescriptive, because the point is really is that each individual knows what their own moral compass is. So they know what is right and wrong, not only in society's eyes, but in their own eyes. And highlighting the negativity, the pros and the cons, the plus and the minus of all your actions means that you actually can make an informed decision at the end of the book, as in, I'm still in or I'm actually out. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
And do you think a few people might not make five nights?
No, definitely. One thing I think you've got to prepare yourself for is that, because it's the honesty that comes through, so we understand each other almost completely by the end of the five nights, that we might not be happy to be together anymore. But we've saved ourselves a whole lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm suggesting rather that if we do communicate, keep communicating. So, if you think that the communication's slightly breaking down in your relationship, address it immediately.
Yeah, fix it.
Don't let it get to the stage where the five-night plan would be the closure in that relationship. Rather, let it be the catalyst in the relationship.
Well, it's my absolute favorite word is this all, and I say that, tongue-in-cheek, is how many marriages end in divorce with the terminology irreconcilable differences. And that really just is a posh way of saying we don't talk anymore.
Oh. Yeah, and I think another reason that this book is out there is that if we look at the South African population, not everyone can afford counselors
and therapy.
So, the intention of this book is to help people do their own therapy together. Your relationship is on the rocks when you go to therapy.
Mm.
So use this process so that you can at least try and do the therapy on each other, as opposed to trying to bring a third party into it.
And in fact, a third party is sometimes an extremely negative way, because especially if one party has had an affair, it's the elevation of guilt because there is a third party now that's aware of the intimate parts of your relationship, which it makes it even more difficult because there's a lot of guilt there already, and then it just gets loaded on by the fact that somebody else knows. Now, I just find the whole process, I love the fact that a man wrote this book. I think it's absolutely brilliant that, you are sort of coming out and saying, okay guys, actually we need to know how this works as well, because a lot of the times it's women who err on the relationship side, on the therapy side, on the counseling side, and it's quite an anomaly that it's a man that's actually worked out, okay, you know what, I've got a bit of experience, things haven't worked for me in certain relationships, I've learned a lot, I'm actually going to share it with the guys and the girls, this is what I know. And I just think that's fantastic, because it's so in line with what we think in terms of entrepreneurs and people sharing their information. Because you could keep this all to yourself and, put it into play in a new relationship and have a great relationship, get married, have the life that you want, but you haven't sort of shared it with anybody else that it can, you too, it can work, you can fix it kind of thing.
What I love is the chapter on social and online dating.
Oh, yes.
And goodness me, isn't that relevant in terms of today?
Yes.
And all the various platforms and the speed and almost the faceless environment in a way. And what I love, Richard, as I've been thumbing through the book, is just one of the very practical ways that you have taught in this book for people to actually get a handle on whether the person they're chatting to online is actually bona fide or not.
Yes.
very, very, very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Now, your thoughts on online and social dating?
Well, it's changed. You know, I think we need to realize that when social or the dating sites first came out, that was a database of closed individuals. So you joined the database and that was shared with other people. It's changed now because we basically do what we wanted to do for our friends. And by that I mean, you know, your friends will, if you're single, your friends introduce you to their friends. Now, all I can tell you is that through that, I must be the ugliest guy in the world because they seem to introduce me to all their ugly friends, not their nice looking friends.
Censored.
The ones with the nice personality.
Yeah,
those
ones.
Okay.
Personality, that's the ones, yes. So, but the most important thing now is that we live in a world where I can see who your friends are. And I can then check you out according to the friends that you keep.
So you get a better idea of
Who the real person is, and not just, as you mentioned earlier, keeping this pose.
Yes.
You know, so is the person posing? Well, you can actually check that out by just visiting their Facebook and their Twitter. And
of course, I don't drink or smoke.
Party.
No, that's right. And then at the party, there's a cigarette in the hand, yeah, and it gives it away immediately.
And wine and looking a little less best for wear.
That's right. You know, and you learn so much about the person's social habits through social dating as opposed to the online dating as it used to be. So ask your friends to check the person out. We've moved into a more transparent world. So you can tell people that you saw someone nice on Facebook and what do they think of him. Whereas if you had to go previously onto a dating site and then your friends would first ask you why you're on this dating site.
Yes.
Whereas now it's just a friend of your friends.
So it has taboo kind of, you know, ooh, what do you mean you're on an online dating site? You know, but if you're working 10 hours a day and you never get a chance to meet anybody, now you've got the opportunity that you are socializing through your online.
Yes, I can look at your friends and decide which ones I think are the pretty ones that I'd like to meet as opposed to the ones you want me to meet.
I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg ever thought that Facebook would work that way.
Well, just to return to the foreword of this book written by Dr. Steve Maraboli, and they're just a few beautiful paragraphs, and I want to share them with you. And he says, I'm honored to write the foreword to this insightful and striking book, The Five-Night Plan by Rich Simmons. For years, Rich has shared his brilliant mind with so many around the world. In this book, he channels that brilliance to offer a formula for building and nourishing a successful relationship. He then goes on to say, imagine cloaking yourself only with honesty, trepidation, and excitement as you and your partner get to know each other. Five-Night Plan walks you along this liberating, empowering, and vulnerable experience while confronting potential pitfalls and issues that could either nourish or poison your relationship. The book transforms people from strangers to intimate partners at rapid speed. It highlights the potential in the relationships clearly, and because of the intensity of the time together, the subjects suggested for discussion, a fundamentally strong foundation can be concreted. Rich Simmons, congratulations on putting together what a global authority, Dr. Steve Maraboli, considers to be a magnificent book. And we have absolutely been delighted to have you in studio with us sharing this book. But that's not all, because there is still so much more to come, yeah?
Yes, there is, definitely. So you heard about Five Night Plan first on Mix FM. This
Yay.
Is the first interview about the book, and the official launch is on Friday the 14th. So thank you, Mix FM. Yes, this is, if you had to look at me as a person, and I think that as Suzanne mentioned earlier, what is the book on relationships? The other book, which I'm currently writing, is called Mug and Tweet. and that is about social communication predominantly in the workplace. So this would be the communication, five-night plan, your communication at home. Muggin tweeted the book about communicating in the workplace around human behavior, emotional intelligence, and for the men, that's mental ability, as we do, because we don't like the emotional word, so it's now mental ability.
Okay.
Or mental fitness.
Oh, that's a good one, mental fitness.
Yes, so it's no longer emotional intelligence. We're big and tough, so we don't need that. So that's what the new book will address, and we're looking at bringing that out with We Publish You.
We're very excited that you've chosen us to work with you for that. I mean, it's really great.
Yes, well, thank you. And so Suzanne and Chris will be the editors on my new book. The five-night plan, incidentally, was edited by five women.
Wow.
So there was a lot of input into...
One a night. I'm not even going to go there.
I never thought of that, Suzanne.
Sorry.
I'll have to speak to that one particular editor of mine who says that I'm not a left or right brain person, and I'm actually a person with many different coloured boxes.
Well, Richard, congratulations. It is really a superb book, and I know that once we podcast this, which we will, because we podcast absolutely every radio show, we put it out all over social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. I know you'll be sending the podcast of this show out to your absolutely enormous Twitter base. And it's just been such a delight to have you in studio, writing what is a very unconventional book, one which really does challenge conventional relationship wisdom. Yet it's actually a book which, when taken seriously and applied in a relationship, is certainly going to have very, very far-reaching consequences. And I guess my final statement on this tonight is well done. It's a simple read. It's a crisp read. And goodness me, haven't you made a magnificent contribution to relationships as a result of this?
Thank you.
You know, I was really thinking that it really cost my mind back to T. Harv Eker and his Millionaire Mind Intensive. And when we actually sat in that room listening to Doug Nelson, and it is such an important part of everything we do in life. How we do things one way is how we do it every way. So how we behave at home really is how we behave at work. And even when we think that we are masking that and wearing the different layers of our personalities and the ways we should behave here and the way we should behave there, it's taken absolute years for me to realize that I don't have to impress anybody. I just need to be myself. But it usually comes with a lot of knocks and bruises and a lot of failures in terms of how you behave with other people. And, you know, not every person is the right lid for the pot of the other person. But if you actually save that time where you quit pretending for months and months and months and sometimes years in a relationship, thinking that it'll be okay if that person just does this, or if they would only be like that, and if I could just change them and get them to be like this, it's actually not about that. It's about being able to talk to each other. John T. Martini also does it, you know, magnificently when he explains that each person has those very flaws that drive you nuts years into your relationship. At the beginning of your relationship, you've just got to open your eyes and work out, am I prepared to be able to deal with those flaws, to be able to deal with those faults? Because I'm sitting with a whole bunch of my own that probably drive them absolutely crazy, but be upfront. Rich, it's been absolutely fabulous to have you in studio with us, and we're going to be getting up bright and early on Friday morning to join Rich at Walnut Grove at Sandton for your book signing and your book launch. Just make sure there's lots of coffee. And well done. Congratulations on becoming a bona fide author and just expanding your relevance in social communication. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, next week, we actually are going to have another author in studio with us. And you will have heard him before, Colin J. Brown.
Oh, isn't it week after next?
No, it's next week.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, it is the week after next.
You're a week
apologize.
Too early.
Yes, there we go. I'm a week early. But so that you know, in 2 weeks' time, we're actually going to have Colin J. Brown live in studio with us. Now, he has written a book on corporate culture and really how to get the most out of employees. It's called The Happy Sandpit.
That's right.
And you'll see billboards of him all over Johannesburg, at the airport, etc., etc. His book has been a phenomenal success. And he will be live in studio. In fact, he is one of, I think, only two South African speakers that are going to be speaking at the upcoming Success Summit. And for the information, you can go to successsummit2014.co.za. So Colin Brown, one of South Africa's, and Africa for that matter, leading corporate culture experts, will be live in studio with us in 2 weeks' time, talking about his book, The Happy Sandpit, and also just sharing a lot of first-hand experiences that he's had around how to create a great business and really drive top performance results through people.
So Chris and I will be back with you next week for the Success Show on Mix 93.8 FM. We'll be podcasting the show tomorrow on www.makesyouthink.co.za. And for any of you budding authors out there, go and have a look at wepublishyouafrica.com.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.